That'd be fantastic to see with Heist Pack in hand. So you're certainly a rugby player, but to have you enjoy playing for the Sandhurst Narrabri Bluebulls.
Yeah, this is our first year for Narrabri, so all of our girls are fresh to the game, so we're really loving it.
And what about training with the boys there on Tuesdays and Thursday nights? We need plenty more girls to come down there to Dengar Rugby Park, but sorting them out in regards to the fitness?
Yeah, definitely. We're showing the boys up when it comes to fitness sides of things, and yeah, they're helping us out, help with all their skills and ball game.
And what about some of the ladies who played well for you this year in the black and blue shirt?
Yeah, really, all of us are touch players, and I think everyone has shone throughout the whole day. Everyone's changing positions, we're working out where we're going, so yeah, everyone's doing such a great job.
And you played for Central North in the Sevens early this year. Tell us a little bit about that experience, having to carry the likes of Meg Harper and the like.
Yeah, Central North is a big eye-opener. Been playing for just a few months and playing with the Central North girls, it's really shown, you know, how tough the game really is, and I've learnt so much.
Yeah, what do you do for Cross in the great metropolis that is Narrabri?
Yeah, I work for Santos out at Narrabri. I'm the operations coordinator out there, so I look after all the boys.
What about the Sevens? Great opportunity now through the UNE Lions to maybe go into there, not only continue to work but maybe do some study on the way through. And that's the great thing about the AON Seven Aside series with all those universities, is ladies can set their sights to go and play sport, have a crack at maybe an Olympics or a Commonwealth Games, or be part of the circuit in the HSBC 7 series, but also study as well and stay at home.
Yeah, definitely. I think women in sport, it's just an amazing time in the world for everyone to get involved, and even the young kids in school now, it's starting to shine, just the rugby and league as well. We saw that last night. That was incredible.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. Finally, the government put some money in, and finally the media is getting their act together and putting some more sort of women's sport in. You've got the Southern Stars who are getting well paid now, which is about time, and you've got the Wallaroos who are starting to get paid as well, you know, to play in the doubleheader there with the Bledisloe Cup. And also, of course, while we've had individual sports like tennis and golf that have been well paid, it's just one of those things now. The team sports are finally sort of catching up. What about the great opportunity here? Of course, you'll be looking to maybe get down to Scone for that tournament down in November, but also, what are your aspirations? To continue to play for Central North and maybe play 15-a-side rugby as well?
Yeah, I think I'm on the tail end of, you know, looking forward to, you know, future rugby career, but I'm really enjoying where we're at now and where I can get right now, so.
It's great to see you, Abigail. It's fantastic you're part of the Sandhurst Narrabri Bluebulls.
Yep.
They look after you there in the double blue shirt, and even though we're based in Gunnedah, we're looking forward to seeing how you girls go this afternoon as you take on Gunnedah Rugby Park, of course, 1 o'clock and 2:50 this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you.